Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Yesterday, a pair of reports out from USDA, August crop production numbers for our spring planted crops, the size, the yield of the crop per acre. Also, the monthly WASDE, the World Ag Supply Demand Report, out from Uncle Sam as well. In that first report, the August crop production report, U.S. farmers expected to produce a record high soybean crop this year, according to the numbers from Uncle Sam, up 2% from 2016. Soybean production forecast at 4.38 billion bushels. Corn growers, meanwhile, expected to decrease their production by 7% from a year ago, now forecast at 14.2 billion bushels. Both those numbers, by the way, well above what the trade was expecting. The yield on the corn yield, 169.5 bushels per acre. That's down 5 bushels from a year ago, but still above what the trade was expecting by about 3 bushels or so. The soybean harvest is expected to come in at 49.4 bushels an acre. That's down 2.7 bushels from a year ago, but still, with more acres, it adds up to a record crop. Wheat production forecast at 1.74 billion bushels, down 25% from 2016. But still, from the WASDE report on the supply-demand side of things, it looks fairly ugly, according to Dr. Kim Anderson.
You know, you look at world wheat production, it was raised about 200 million bushels to 27.3 billion bushels. The record's 27.7 last year, so this is the second highest on record. It's 500 million bushels above the five-year average. You look at foreign wheat production, and it is a record, 25.6 billion bushels. Of course, U.S. wheat production down 550 million bushels from last year.
Now, you might be thinking we've got a lot less wheat being produced here in the United States. Doesn't that suggest higher wheat prices, supply, demand, and all of that? Well, Dr. Anderson says, not really, because of so many bushels on the global marketplace.
The decline in U.S. wheat production and Australia production is supposed to be down 33%. That decline in production is being made up by the former Soviet Union countries and the European Union.
Dr. Kim Anderson. American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore says his organization hoping for tax reform progress this fall as lawmakers get back in September.
We've seen a lot of movement in terms of leadership on both sides of the Hill, certainly in the tax writing committees. As they've talked about how they plan to proceed forward, they're working on a unified approach. And we've been working very diligently to make sure that we are ready to help in that process.
Farm Bureau's Dale Moore says he's also hopeful that Mike Conaway and Pat Roberts will be able to make some progress in getting closer to completing a 2018 farm bill late this year or early next. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell. Cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.